And also, he manifested before us this places of Leela Chalis, places of pastimes of Krishna. And then, last but not least, he himself did bhajan in a manner to give us practical teaching how should we perform our bhajan. So, he wrote many books like Ujjwal Neelmani, Vidhat Madhav, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Hans Dutt, in which he has very elaborately put light on extreme state of Milan and Vireh both of Radha Krishna. He narrated the importance of this place also. Srila Rupa Goswami used to do bhajan here. Once his brother, elder brother Sanatan Goswami came here, to whom Srila Rupa Goswami considered his guru.
He was actually guru.
Rupa Goswami's guru, Sanatan Goswami, came here. Maharaj is rectifying him. Once you also told that Sanatan Goswami used to consider him as his guru, Rupa Goswami. So, Rupa Goswami's guru and elder brother Sanatan Goswami came here and they both got absorbed in Harikatha. But at the same time, Rupa Goswami thought in his mind that my guru and elder brother has come after such a long time. I want to offer him something sweet and delicious. He was having desire to offer him kheer. But what to speak of offering him kheer? He could not get even a time to go outside and bring ordinary madhukari because both were absorbed in Harikatha. At that time, look at mercy of Radha Rani. A young girl came, said, "You both are so much busy in Harikatha, it's now noon has gone and you have not taken anything. My mother has sent milk, rice and sugar for you. You have it and cook kheer from it and offer it to Lord." She kept both all the things there, but they still kept on doing Harikatha. Then she came, "Oh, you are so much busy, I will do this thing for you. You keep on discussing Harikatha." And then he cooked kheer, Rupa Goswami offered it to Lord, and then when Sanatan Goswami tasted it, he said, "This kheer is wonderful, so delicious. It does not pertain to this mortal world. Rupa, did you have any thought in your mind when you were talking to me with Harikatha?" He said, "Yes, I wanted that I should offer a kheer to you. You know, you are just this lightness, this desire disturbs Radha Rani that she herself came here and cooked kheer for us. We are all doing bhajan and craving her to serve Radha Rani, but instead that we could serve Radha Rani, we made Radha Rani to serve us. It's not good. So please, since onward, never have a slightest desire in your heart. Only one desire, how to serve Radha Rani." So this was the instance took place here. And that's all. Lord Premanande.
Srila Sanatan Goswami came. He used to do bhajan or pound for us where we will go in India. Very near, not so far away. So once he came to Rupa Goswami and he told that what you are writing. He told that what I have written, you could see, and he gave in his hand. Written on Talpatra, palm leaf. Very beautiful writing, golden writing, very beautiful. And this, she was making a prarthana prayer like Chatu Pushpanjali. Pushpanjali means to glorify Srimati Radhika. She was glorifying in that poem. There are so many poems in that. So he has written in first slok that Devi Gurochana Gauri Pravarindi Indi Varam. So he is giving explanation that Rasa is so beautiful, so sweet. His Beni, you know, Beni?
Red.
Sea serpent. Jack, Nagini, and Goyi. Their legs, their tail is upward, and their mouth is down, and they going like this. So black. Having so much poison in her. Rupa Goswami is giving similarity
comparison.
Sanatana Goswami read it and told that, oh, Srimati Radhika is so beautiful. His everything, his all the anga pratyanga, limbs of the body, that so beautiful, sweet, more than amrita, nectar. And you are giving comparison with Nagini, he is very, that is not okay. He has to change it. Then Rupa Goswami, very honorably and very gently and giving him respect, told that I want that you should fulfill this thing and you should change the world. Then he began to change the word, and he was remembering what words should be appropriate for that. That Srimati Radhika's Veni is so beautiful, black, but what word will be the
word?
He reminded again and again and again, but nothing changed. He told that, I'm going now, but I will try to give another example for this.
Little.
He was going, and in Radha Kund he went, and he saw that very beautiful Kadamba tree was there. On his branches, very beautiful spring was there. And seven gopis were swimming. And very beautiful Kishori, in ordinary, but so looking so beautiful, was sitting on that. And all Sakhis were doing kirtan and singing. Sanatana Goswami saw that very beautiful, that Kishori. But three serpents had climbed down her head, and they are trying to come down, but doing like this, anytime can they can bite her. So he at once ran, calling, oh Lali, oh Lali, oh Lali. Lali means darling daughter. Oh darling daughter, oh Lali, Lali. Oh, I am saying that three serpents, very black serpents are on your veni. Be careful, get. And he ran to take them out. And then he was near us to that place. At once, all things were disappeared. No Kishori, no Sati, no only Kadamba tree were there, but no swims and nothing. Oh, he remembered that. Oh. I told to Rupa Goswami to correct that thing. So Srimati Radhika has corrected my mind, not that.
So lovely.
He again turned to return to Rupa Goswami and told, "Why, my dear brother, you are so much dear and near to Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What you will write, you will write right. It cannot be. I tried my level best to change, but Srimati Radhika has came at once and showed that your example is quite fit for that. No another example can be set up." So Rupa Goswami always thought that he is my guru, but Sanatana Goswami also had prayed something where that Rupa Goswami, by the grace of Rupa Goswami, I have known all these things. There are so many things also. I have told you, मैंने आप लोगों से कहा रूप गोस्वामी वहाँ पर नहीं रह सकते थे कदम्ब क्यारी में उद्धव क्यारी में, क्योंकि वहाँ पर बहुत सेपरेशन मूड था. रूप गोस्वामी could not live there on उद्धव क्यारी because it was so separation, always separation, and he will die. So he was doing bhajan. So when he was there and came here after taking the son of that Uddhav Kyari, he was having so much separation, so much. And he explained in a show that how separation. Even Uddhav of Mathura was moved and he prayed for his their feet dust. So seeing this, he was so moved that he wrote a poem, and at once when he was writing and uttering that slok, all the lips of the trees, kadamba tree and all of that fell down at once and dried.
सारे
पेड़ों का जितनी पत्तियां थे वो गिर गई, सूख करके गिर गई. All the leaves of the, all the trees, they were dried and come at once fell down. After some time, when he came here, and again he saw that Srimati Radhika is coming by this way, and Krishna is waiting. He saw that Radhika took her
necklace,
jewel necklace. And she broke down,
fall.
And they went on firstly,
ground.
By this she did so to see Krishna again and again. So he began to take again to usko chunne le, collecting.
But
it was only near. बहाना था, क्या था बहाना? He wanted to see Krishna again, so he fell down and began to take. He is seeing sometimes from the corner and taking, but it takes so much time. Then Kundalata asked, "What are you doing?" She told that my necklace. Jewels had fell down. "Oh yes, certainly your necklace. What is your necklace? I know that you are doing tricking." So all this thinking in this past one over dread and so rose a slow, very good. Then he was uttering, all the lips were fall down. They dropped again, new lips began to come. So so much power was in his writing and uttering. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him in prayer. He told that, "I have inspired him all things what I have had in my heart." And again he told Sarvadamodara Raman Nityananda Prabhu Advaita Acharya all that he must be told. To inspire in the Rupa Goswami's heart. So not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Sarup Damodara Ramanam, that will Lalita Adi Shaka and all get inspiration in the heart of Prabhu Chaitanya. So Rupa Goswami was so qualified to wrote all the modes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is of the Srimati Radhika herself. So he has written all the books, Lalit Madhav, Vidat Madhav, Uttanin Mani, Bhaktira Swami Sindhu, Dhan Kili, Padhyavali, he has collected. They have done marvelous. If Rupa Goswami is not there, then all will be closed in the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everything. But if Rupa Goswami came and he opened the door of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart, and then anyone can realize all these things, otherwise not. So we have come to this place, to the Rupa Goswami bhajan, and that is Ter Kadamba. We will go now to Ter Kadamba, where Krishna and Srimati Radhika used to meet, where Krishna used to call all his cows in the daytime at about 3. Oh, Kalindi, Pishangi, Yamune, Gange, Pishangi, Itakabare, Shyamali, Dhavali. He. Come on. They used to come running here. If anyone cows of lakhs and lakhs, not only 9 lakhs of Nandababa, but also 11 lakhs of Vishwanu Maharaj. And it may be that Upananda and all lakhs and lakhs, koti.
More than cows here.
But even a single cow was not coming. Krishna can count down his
mala.
Or finger. And he will feel that, oh, Kalindi has not fed him. He used to climb on the tree, on top of the Ter Kadamba, and used to sing in Kalinde, and she used to humba, and used to jump and run towards the yet in the near, there's a place called Nanda Shirak. Shirak means the place of cows where they used to rest in night. वहीं पर रात में भी शाम करती थी. रस्सी नहीं, चारों तरफ से जैसे बाबा जी ने चारों तरफ से बाउंड्री दे दिया है कांटों का, जिसमें कोई नहीं आए, ऐसे ही चारों तरफ से बाउंड्री बाय फॉर्म, सो दैट ऑल काउज टू बी नो थीफ विल कम. देयर वर नो थीफ, देयर वर नो वाइल्ड एनिमल्स हियर, बट ये देयर वर हियर. In the morning, Krishna used to come here and to milk them. If Krishna is not coming, cows were there to take their milk, but Kandavas used to be. They used to take their milk in their body. So when they used to see Krishna, at once milk was coming automatically, and Krishna used to take his mouth under that, and they were pouring milk and milk
and pulses.
Sometimes they were wrestling here. Yeah? Then said, all this while. Sometimes Krishna told that I had defeated Sridham, Subal and all others. Lalita told them that you are telling lies. You have not defeated them. My Sakhi can defeat in a moment you. So these are the places of very three pastimes of Krishna. So Rupa Goswami has done bhajan here, that all to come automatically to me. So we are here, so beautiful pastimes of Krishna and Rupa Goswami are coming here automatically. But we are so much debted to this Babaji who is standing here.
who had made this place so beautiful. Anyone cannot live here because there are so many beggars and all. They can take anything you will have. If you have a wristwatch here or good cloth, they will kill you for one price, one farthing. But he is so there. By the power of Rupa Goswami, he is doing bhajan. And also maintaining all these things in stability. I think that next year we will see that he will do more clear for Parikrama way. He has repaired. He does not keep any farthing with him. Ek paisa bhi nahi rakhte. Isliye maar denge sabhi log. Bade bahut dinon se ye, jab se main aata hu, main inko dekhta hu. From when I am coming here, I am seeing this Babaji doing bhajan here. So he has been. I want that this should be more beautiful, not by pakka building, but by grove, sundar grove, beautiful grove, by beautiful trees of kadamba tree. When we will come, we will see that there are very beautiful groves we are here. And Rupa Goswami is inspired here by seeing all these things. And also he tried to make so many kadamba trees there also, but flowers comes and kills them. But he has not he is not hopeless. He always hopeful that he will make this place so beautiful. So we have come here to this place of Rupa Goswami, and especially of the place where Radha and Gopis and Kundalata are taking sometimes Subal Siddham, Subal, taking Srimati Radhika used to come and to go to for kitchen there. Very sweet person there. So here we are giving नंद बाबा की यशोदा मैया की रोहिणी मैया की बलदेव भैया की कृष्ण कन्हैया की ब्यूटीफुल रसोईया की दिस प्लेस ब्यूटीफुल प्लेस की गौ प्रमाण आवर लाइफ इज और परिक्रमा इज ऑल्सो सक्सेस फ्रॉम हियर वी विल एंड आवर परिक्रमा वी विल गो टू Vrindavan again, and repent for all these places. If you are repenting for all these places, having a little bit of separation mode, then I will think that our parikrama has been successful. So write everything what you heard in your heart and always try to Gaur Praman.
Let giving up all things, हम लोग सब कुछ छोड़ करके केवल राधा जी कहाँ हैं, कृष्ण कहाँ हैं, बस यही कोयल गाती है. हम भी वही करेंगे. विल हैव टू बी कक्कू बर्ड लाइक दैट कृष्ण बिकेम कक्कू बर्ड हियर एंड सिंगिंग श्री राधे श्री राधे श्री राधे फ्रॉम हियर लाइक कक्कू बर्ड वेरी स्वीट वॉयस. But if there will be offenses, that is so like thunderbolts, and if you have worldly desires, then sweet sound cannot come, and Radhe and Krishna will not come. Krishna used to be in this this Kokilaban and began to speak from here loudly, kuhu kuhu. Where you are? Where you are? Come on, come on. Kuhu.
Indication.
Indication that come on here. So this is Kokilaban. Very best bun here. Jaut is not so far away. Once Krishna went there and he sat on the tree of Badri tree. Badri tree means?
Bear
माने इंग्लिश
प्लम
प्लम है ना. इट वॉज सो कवर्ड विथ
नो
बेरी लीफ
In the night, Krishna went there. And he knocked the door. Srimati Radhika told, we wanted to come, but at once some sounds came and Jatla said, "Who are you? Who are you?" Then she waited. Again, he wanted to
open the door.
Again, "Kaun hai? Kaun hai? Go, kaun, kaun, kaun?" Whole night Krishna was waiting and telling like cookie, cuckoo, singing like cuckoo, cuckoo. But always he found that Jatla was there and he was awaking. So they could not meet.
All in vain.
So this is Kokilaban, very near and dear to Krishna, and all gopis, they used to come here. If anyone now have any skin disease, there is a pond here.
Kokilakunda by name.
If he will take bath, it will go forever. Not only, if you desire anything here, it will be fulfilled. Because Maya is here. So many persons, lakhs and lakhs persons come on Saturday, they come.
That night.
Only for that thing, not for Krishna Prem, not for Braja Prem, they don't come. Only for worldly desires, they come. Only very rare person, but now come here, only for Krishna Prem. We have come here from Krishna Prem. There are Asal Kokil Kunda, Krishna Kunda that is. Very beautiful it was before. So many deer used to jump here and there. So many cuckoo birds, so many snakes. But again now they are going on. Gaur Premanand. Go to pond and we will touch the water and then we will go to
Kabe nija tola poricha. Ar dekhi te bhuli baba kabe nija tola poricha.
Ya hara ne gaya bujhi bajugala ra